Meis Amikdash, Kinnis Akadu, Tuf Tess. Meis Amikdash, the Chulpon of Roch of Miton Admonis. There are no shaykhs to that. Meis Amikdash, not the Chul Meis Amikdash. We were born into a world without a Meis Amikdash. We don't have grandparents that show the Meis Amikdash. We don't realize that the main thing in life is important to stop and claim it. One of the kiddush that we say, each stanza ends with the word po. We used to have the Beis HaMikdash, which was a piece of COVID. Why is it now that it's been ransacked? Ba'ata Mali po. What do I have over here? Yeah. So it goes to describe Beis HaMikdash that the other translation, Luda Mokim HaMikdash, Mayer Divi po. It's at the end of every stanza talking about that we used to have the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Mokum of the Shechina, the Mokum of the others were there, the Shir Salavim, all kind of wonderful things that were there over there. We end up that we don't have something over here that we used to have. So, page 12. Afkalim, Mamed, Eskola, Chulman, Amila, Achas. Oh, here. That is the discussion of Beis HaMikdash and not Beis HaMikdash. Okay, my screen of coin, or the mazer, and the time comes, the coin is for. He can screen with a coin of voice. He's there with coin. He can screen with a coin of voice, he's there with coin. With coin Hashem is that his screen should be felt in this world. It's a mikdash, the screen was coin. It was here. So we had a place in planet Earth that was crystal clear. Is that because he spoke around the world? Because some went inside, got Ruach HaKodesh, he got clarity that his own life was important, was not important. He was doing right, he was doing wrong. And there was a great uplifting feeling. He felt as a Shechina in the world. When Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shechina called Yochel Peroi Baitoyo. The Tzipa Baitoyo our God. Ketaz Bechalom. Kegel Ba'oretz. Shechina is here, floating, not down to earth over here. Kodesh Boruch Hu Kodesh 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 Shmuvda L'mufresh Mekol Chayim V'Geshem. Kodesh Boruch Hu is the Holy of Holies. He has no physical nature. Less machshava tzvisa beklal, we have no way of understanding the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our ability to understand is called defining something. How to define something? Define it by its boundaries. That's what define means, to give it boundaries. Something that has no boundaries is not definable. Even there's something called infinity. Infinity is defined in a different direction. Like you have an infinite set of numbers. So from the lowest number to the highest number is infinite. But the fact that it's a number, not a cat, is something that defines it as a number. That's the way the human mind works, by giving things with boundaries. So obviously, it's impossible for us to understand the true nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is something that has no boundaries. Our kingdom that we were given don't work for that. So what is this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shoyi Boyim Lagashmi. So, he's saying that Kol HaBad Nisein L'Kav Z'Shchina Eleinu. Nisadach HaShem is totally... There's no connection, Kavayocha, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a concept which is behind our ability to comprehend. It's our Shein HaHol HaVoid is to bring our Shechina Eleinu. Amei Oilun, Einonu Lishkrech, Es Kishosel, Vem Musa Yisvorach, Shunar Lim Musa Genosh. We have no way, Einonu Lishkrech, Es Kishosel. We have this thing that we have to deal with. It's our Echor Hashem is totally out of our comprehension. And it's our Shein, it is something that we're being miscarried. So how do things work together? It says also Dovah Nitayel Imo Megan Eden. Go walk around with him in Gan Eden. So it says that even then, when we have this closest to Hashem, Yerusha Tialeinu Gan Baos. So we have these two things together. We have the Ab and the Yerusha. The Rambam describes it when he first describes how to get to Abba. He says, how do you love Hashem? We pay attention to the beautiful breed that he has in the Chokhmah. And he said, wow, this is something I really appreciate and I want to get close to. Then you want to get close to it. And he says, "Miyad Yirta Lasoyos, take a step back. We see the book. It's all so great. What am I? I'm a very shvei. I'm nothing. I'm a very lowly creation." Those two things go together. Hashem gave us the ability to comprehend His greatness and the breed itself and the Torah, and to want to come close. But on the same vein, always know that my body is something else completely than what I am. Yeah, you know the rift says in Brachos, when you're davening, you have to put your eyes downwards and your heart upwards. So, Ben Yehuda says that what does it mean, put your eyes down and your heart upwards? Yashayoy, believe in Kiva, I know the Shemayim. His heart upwards means you should imagine that he's completely uplifted from the physical world. All the physical pleasures and nothing to be, and with a good book. When he got to that level, then he should think, as if he's only going to be the Mikdash and Lata, they said to his philosopher, Tzuri Yosef Nehemo. First of all, he has to disconnect himself from all his physical drives and want to connect to Hashem. Then afterwards, imagine that he's standing on this earth. He's floating up to here with a Kojibo, then he goes back down, and then in the base of Mikdash now with a Kojibo. The Hasan Yediva called Tanugi Vanois, the physical pleasures to negate them from his mind frame, from his desires. It's pretty good. I'm going to try it. Feel it. Kosh Maresa, disconnect from this world completely. Something is important to catch with a Kojibo. Physical pleasures as well, and power, gone, and then land back down, standing in the base of Mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashma Shazem HaDvega of Jaisa Gavoy. And the words he's saying is the high level of closest to Hashem to be down here in the base of Mikdash and be floating around up there on the clouds. So basically, our golden life is everything that we approach in the physical world to see the eyes of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He didn't create us like Malachim. Malachim, they're in the spiritual world, so everything is clear to them. Some Yishrayim would say, Malachim have the fear, but it's not Nagei Lamaisa. So clear to them. You have to be crazy to choose their own thing. We have the fear, but we live in the physical world, and the physical world, what's right and wrong is not so clear. But our golden life is to have this clarity. Every situation we approach, I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing the way Hashem wants me to. I'm not getting all these other ideas that I have, physical drives, getting me off track. When we have the base of Mikdash, we have that place that we can always recalibrate ourselves. Put things in the right. It was so clear in the base of Mikdash, what is important in life, what's not important in life, that a person spent some time in the base of Mikdash and left, then he'd do everything with 100% clarity. His learning would be perfect learning, his feelings would be with Kavod, put a lot of effort into it at least. His business dealings would be, I'm Tudeh Hashem. And whatever happens in life, it would be clear to him, this is what I call Shvokul, what's Masada. So this is something we're missing from the Chum Beis HaMikdash. Now he adds another thing over here in Taf Yud Aleph that in this piyut, it's mashma that the Abba Shekhinah is here is something that we cause. It's in our hands. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atta Poi Amad Yimodi. We went to the Brit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esa Sheyishnu Poi, Esa Sheyenu Poi, Adrege Ba'odam. Yeah. The person could be also like a bird floating around. He's also floating around. We're not supposed to be floating around. We're supposed to be steadfast in our place. The person has to have a true recognition of where he's standing and work with what he has now. The person tries to imagine he's a tzaddik gadol and he isn't. It's not going to go. You have to know where you are holding now and use the privileges you have now the best as possible to be brought to Hashem. Hondo Marishan says that it was a chet when he said, Ayeko. Hashem said to him, Ayeka, where are you? And it was Hashem was telling him, where are you? In other words, your natural state is to be with me, but you left me, so I'm telling you, where are you? That's the beginning of Eicha. So, these are things that, so basically this is what Tisha B'Av is all about. Tisha B'Av is the time that we clarify for ourselves we are the hope. It's called the Moyer. We don't say Kachman on Tisha B'Av. Obviously, Kachman on Tisha B'Av. It's a sadly not happy day. There's something happy about the sadness. When a person doesn't know where he's holding, he thinks he's somebody's best friend and really has no connection between the two of them. That is a tragedy. Husband and wife. I think they're managing, but that's him. They never paid attention to that. He's interested in his things, he's interested in her things, and there's really nothing going on between them. The fact that they think that things are all right is a tragedy. But they're not, they didn't clarify the reality. They start thinking, what should it really be like? Should be I, as a husband, always thinking about, oh, how much I appreciate my wife, she's such a special wife. And I know she's working so hard, I want to help her out with different things I can help her out with. And the wife's the same thing, oh, I'm such a special husband, working hardships, he's such a wonderful person. What can I do for him? Say words in favor, whatever it is. Each one, that's what it's supposed to be. Today there's something called peaceful coexistence, which means there's no casualty between the two, we just don't fight. That's the world. The world is into that. That's the Goyish concept of peace. Let me go. Let me live. I let you live. We're all happy. We call that sinas finam. That's sinas finam. Sinas finam means I don't care about you. Just leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. That's the worst form of sinas finam. The sinas finam, the person doesn't realize
how deep it is. The fighting, at least, he knows that they have a certain relationship, the fighting. But if not interacting at all, there's nothing going on. So using this muscle of husband and wife for parents and children. And if they wake up one day and see, one second, things are not going, this is not the way it should be. It's not just, I'm involved in my business and say hello, hello, and eats up and goes to sleep, and she's working with the kids and doing her things, and oh boy, he showed up again, okay, let me eat the food. So what we have to do. They start realizing, one second, there's something very wrong over here. We're not here for one another. We do not have interaction. We don't have a real, warm relationship. Once they see that, they see that the net is a lot of tension in the home. Where's it coming from? He's tense because she's not a good enough wife, and she's tense because she's not a good enough husband. They're always holding it in because they want peaceful coexistence. There's no love between them. They wake up and say, one second, what's this telling? It's terribly wrong. It's time for me to appreciate her more, to act with her more, and she feels the same way. Then there's room for improvement and getting to higher majagas. That's what Dasan Akram is spoken about. The moyeg is for us to pay attention to the fact we're so far away from the way things could be. Almost we're reaching in life, our preliminary reaction in life, our preliminary reaction in life, and is not necessarily guided by our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I get up in the morning, I really feel so excited that Baruch Hashem, we say that, we really feel it. Baruch Hashem alive another day, and Hashem is back, our bodies work, our families. And then, each step of the day, when I go to school, and think that don't go our way, we get upset. Which should not happen if we go with the go to school. All these things are things for us, and it's difficult to realize that this is part of the Chuvin that we're living with, the Chuvin Beis HaMikdash. World, confused world. We're Baruch Hashem a little bit less confused than the rest of the world. We have to be happy about that, proud about that. But still, there's a long way to go. Long way to go to life that's when we have that tzil chai, a live image of Hashvaras Hashchina, of clarity, of Hashvaras Hashchina to act with us, and everything we do in our life, everything comes from Hashvaras Hashchina. That's what we have, basically, we don't have now.
Yeah.
So, like we said, it's unfortunate we pay attention that we are lacking such major, basic things. There is a distance. We believe in Hashem, we want to be closer, but there is a tremendous distance. We clarify for ourselves, we can go that distance, then we start a process of coming back and get close to Hashem. We should have wonderful avoda of Tisha B'Av. Not dancing around, we're not going to dance, how vital we dance. But having that uplifted feeling that I'm getting to more clarity of the nature of our relationship with Hashem, work harder to make it better, put more effort into those things that really my appreciation for others hold. My desire to do the Ratzon Hashem, give him Nachas Ruach. Mr. Shem, he'll do the dance, send me back to us.